C. Children's Express. Belfast is a divided society. There have been struggles between Catholics and Protestants there for a long time. Young people from Protestant areas seldom mix with those from Catholic areas. But there are exceptions. Children's Express is an organisation that gives children from the whole community the opportunity to work and have fun together. Fergus is the director.
Children's Express is a youth media project. We run a programme as an after-school project for young people where they can learn to research, write and record and have their work published or broadcast. We work in all media. Originally, when I joined just over 2 years ago, the young people mostly worked in print media, such as newspaper articles. Now we train the kids in print first, then we move on to radio production. For our more senior members, we have documentary filming. The kids come from all over the city and beyond. Some of the young people will travel 20 to 30 miles just to be part of the after-school programme. The rest of the kids are from all the different parts of Belfast, north, south, east and west. For a number of those young people, it's the first time they get to meet and work with young people of the other community. It means a lot to these kids to work together the way they do. Quite often, kids want to be a part of this because of the fact that it is a mixed project. At the moment in Belfast, there are around 45 members who come down on a regular basis. 10 of them come from the Protestant community and 15 come from the Catholic community. We have one young Muslim and one Russian Orthodox. The rest of the kids didn't say on the application form which school they go to, so it's difficult to know what religion they practice. They're often from integrated schools, which means schools for both Protestants and Catholics. In order to do story work, they have to work in teams. Quite often, that is the hardest thing to teach young people. Not the journalism, not the editing, but teamwork. There isn't a lot of teamwork in schools around here. But the kids in the programme work really well together. The vast majority of the kids are secondary school age, and 50% of them are over 15. Many of the kids have been here for more than 2 years. That is both a positive and a negative thing. It's positive because we can see them develop and grow to a stage where they work very independently and determine for themselves the stories they want to research and write about or the documentary film they want to make. But it's also negative simply because there's a very long waiting list.